Let me tell you a little bit about my teen years. When I was a child, I was, my heart was drawn to the Lord. I was very close to the Lord, and it was easy for me to love Him as a child does without any reservation. As things go, in junior high, which for us was 7th and 8th grade, I would say I started getting a lot more questions, outside influences. Now, I went to a good Christian school, but you have influences. Siblings, friends at school, and this was before smartphones. I didn't get my first smartphone until after I was married. I'm that old. So, minus social media and the internet, you still get those influences that make you question everything. And I would say that I went through a real time of doubt, indecision, questioning about my beliefs, making them my beliefs. I tell my Sunday school girls, I teach 9th grade girls on Sundays, it's good to have that time of questioning, because at some point, your parents and your churches and your school, if you go to a Christian school, and your teachers, their beliefs aren't automatically transferred to you. You have to learn through the power of the Holy Spirit and in reading the Bible what your beliefs are about God and Christianity. And sometimes that's a bumpy road where a teenager will really question things, and it can come looking like a rebellion as they do this, as they're wondering. And that's where I was a lot in my 8th and 9th grade year, especially, and into my 10th grade year. The funny thing is, it didn't show up at home. I continued to have a good relationship with my parents, and it didn't show up at church. I was very close to my Sunday school teachers and older people in the church. My, I guess you could call rebellion, acting out. On the outside, I seemed to be like that mean girl. I wasn't the nice, kind person I had been taught to be by my parents. This happened in my 8th and 9th grade and part of my 10th grade year. The hallmarks of this attitude were making fun of people, making fun of my teachers and my authority, acting rude, disrespectful, these kinds of things. And I don't say this with happiness. I regret that time of my life, but now as an older adult, I see I was questioning. And I don't regret the time of questioning, because that was transitioning me into my own lifelong beliefs about the Lord and the Bible. God drew my heart to Him through my 10th grade year. He pulled me to Himself. I resisted it. I didn't want to be made fun of by the popular crowd. I was in the popular crowd, the crowd that didn't care that much about those kinds of things, the group that made fun of people that did care about that. Yes, in a good Christian school, these things happen. But by April of my 10th grade year, we'd had a youth revival in our church every year for the teens. And I knew coming up to that, I want to surrender my life to the Lord, surrender everything to Him. I didn't want to be at odds in my relationship, acting and dressing and listening to different things and doing different things and having different standards. I just wanted one. I wanted to be one. 24/7 with no hypocrisy in my life. As much as possible. We're all hypocrites, you know that. But there was a huge change in my heart. And it wasn't because I went forward and made a decision, even though that was the start of it. It was the work that God did in my heart as He drew me to Himself. All of a sudden, I couldn't wait to read my Bible. I'd stay up at night and read it. I'd get up early and read it. I couldn't wait. My relationship with the Lord became very personal as God was changing me from the inside out. Now, of course, it took a good year for especially those people that had seen me before and how I acted to believe that it was a real life change. And that is how it should be. But God completely changed my heart. And that led me, that was a fork in the road for me that led me to where I am today. The Lord has been a constant friend and guide to me from that time when I was 16. This is what I want to say, though. As I got drawn close by the Lord and was very much a student of the Bible, and the God's word was washing me clean, the outward manifestation of that, I would say the litmus test that this was real, this was God working in my life, was gratitude. Instead of making fun of my teachers, being disrespectful, being rebellious, all of a sudden, with the Lord close to me and me close to the Lord, my attitude about authority completely changed. I was so grateful. Grateful for what my parents were doing for me. Grateful for my teachers and my pastor. Grateful for everything. And I want to say that is, I know I have spoken on this before, it just bears repeating sometimes. Gratitude is the gauge you use, ladies, for your own heart toward the Lord. I speak on this at conferences. I talk about this on these audios. I just can't get too far from this. Whenever I start to get a little cooler toward the Lord and the things of God, my attitude changes from gratitude to criticism, from gratitude to sarcasm, second guessing everything that's being said, instead of gratitude, gratefulness. Where are you at? We all need this heart check really every day. Is your heart just filled, overflowing with gratitude, the kind that brings you to tears about the goodness of God? Or are you in a stage of second guessing, sarcasm toward the things of God, maybe a little rebellious heart about those things and about the people God's put in your life to lead you spiritually? It's just a heart check for you, for me. Gratitude, a heart of gratitude, is a huge indicator. So I just want you to ask yourself that. I'm asking myself that. Let's walk in love this week, loving God through loving others. Love you, friends.